You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And on 95BFM Breakfast, what a pleasure it is to welcome my friend Sam Scott. Hi, Sam.
Hi, how's it going?
Karen Rackman. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good, thank you.
And on the telephone from all the way from beautiful Waiheke Island, Hinemau Elder. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm well, thank you.
Look, there's a whole group of us here now on the radio, all discussing Hi, How Are You Day. Who wants to start about what is Hi, How Are You Day?
Okay, I'll start. But
Karen Rackman to start. Okay. Go ahead, Karen.
And then I want Henny Moa to take over because she's good at the mental health awareness aspect of it. Uh-huh. So Hi, How Are You Day it's the second one ever, and it's the first one in New Zealand. It's from Austin, Texas, sort of honoring and respecting Daniel Johnston, the incredible singer-songwriter who struggles with mental health. They're making a big concert in Austin this year. They have Flaming Lips, Built to Spill, Yola Tango, Bob Mould, and they asked us to do a show in New Zealand, and it was last minute, and I was going to do one in my front yard, and then Dr. Hinemau Elder said, I was telling her about it, and she loved the cause and the awareness, and she's like, let's do it in Waiheke at Artworks Theatre.
Well, cool. And I mean, I guess it's the idea is to for it to just manifest over the, around the world sort of as time goes by, yeah?
Yeah, I mean,
because it's not like next year everyone's going to be sweet. Is it?
Well,
you know,
probably not.
So I mean, there's Dr. Hinemau Elder. Tell us a wee bit why this is so interesting for you, and what you do, by the way, as well.
Sure. So I'm a psychiatrist. I work in a range of different areas where people are really struggling with mental distress. And so what I love about this event is it manifests, as you said. It makes real. It takes out of the theoretical realm, out of the statistical realm, out of the numbers game. It brings forward into people's real lives the power of music, the power of coming together, the power of asking questions and really listening to each other. That's what I love about the concept of Hi, How Are You, Kia ora, e pihi ana koe, and te reo Māori. It invites us to actually stop and notice and listen and wait for what people need to tell us about how people are handling life.
Isn't it strange that in these modern times, we're using words like mental distress, which I think is a really good way of it's a good umbrella to put a lot of things under, and also that we have to, that we have to actually, you know, and we're all so smart and clever with our toys and our ideas and stuff, yet we have to all relearn how to listen to each other.
Yeah, I think it's a fundamental skill that has been eroded, you know, where we live in this instant gratification society. We can get information, we can connect with people at a very superficial level, and we can disengage really quickly too. If things feel uncomfortable, we can just walk away.
Just block that person. Just block them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or just change the channel, or just, you know, hide from something else.
Exactly. So we've lost some fundamental skills. And what I love about Hi Hawaii Day is it also recognizes that our creative community, our musicians, are people that have very particular needs around looking after themselves. They share a lot of their, you know, their blood, sweat and tears, their angst, their anger, their fears through their music. And this is a chance to, I think, recognize that and learn how to support each other.
Totally. Sam, you're from Phoenix Foundation and Bunnies on Ponies, who we're about to play soon, and just been solidly one of the stalwarts of modern New Zealand music. How do you how did this get to your attention, and why is it important, you think?
Well, I mean, for everything just Hinemau has just spoken to, of course, and I got brought in because I know Karen pretty well, and we've been working together on various things for a number of years, and the kind of film and TV soundtrack world and that sort of thing.
Because that's what you do, Karen. Just I didn't really explain that, did I?
Yes.
Very good at it. Yes, just, very good at it.
Thank
just
you.
Look her up on IMDb and then go, whoa, oh my goodness, that's everything good in music and movies ever.
True.
Thank you.
But yeah, I'm a huge Daniel Johnston fan.
Yeah.
And so it was a no-brainer. I definitely wanted to do it. And also, I mean, there's something about Daniel Johnston that is quite powerful when you see, you know, he's such a sort of outsider character and was, you know, marginalized for a long time. People didn't really click onto what he was doing for quite a while until, you know, people like Kurt Cobain started wearing the t-shirt, which is the, you know, hi, how are you t-shirt, which is sort of the image for the festival. And then you look into it, and it's like, okay, yeah, this is this person who's you know, struggling with all these things. But he's also got so much to reveal about humanity and about, you know, sort of love and desire and, you know, what he feels like he's lost through his own situation. And you dig into those songs, and they're just beautiful, perfect songs. Mm. And so he is kind of this wonderful character to base this movement around, I think.
Do you think that there's that the New Zealand music industry, well, I don't say industry, but New Zealand musicians are really starting to make a point of looking after their own a wee bit more? I'm feeling that there's maybe the tide's turning a little bit on that.
I think we want to. I think people want to, and I think people still don't really know how to. And that's, I think we've now reached this point where everyone's acknowledged there's a lot of mental health issues in the music world, and now
don't worry about that.
And so we understand it, and we know that we need to be more supportive of each other, and we know that we all need to learn new skills and grow and that sort of thing. But actually having the tools to do it, I think, is probably the next step.
I was going to say a lot of that's maybe because we're a small country, and you know, small population means it's very hard to make a career out of it. But then I thought to myself, I look over at Karen, I thought to myself, well, but then you've worked in the biggest marketplace in the music world and seen the same thing happening there. Be right?
Yeah.
Yep. And I mean, do you think that there's the, do you think something like this is likely to catch on worldwide? Do you think
absolutely. And I'm really honored that the people at Hi, How Are You in Austin kind of reached out to us to be like the, you know, pilot program of international. Yeah. And I think next year we'll do a bigger, better show. And also the international awareness. Also, what's great about our little concert is parts of it will be streaming alongside their concert.
Oh, good. So for those lazy people that can't be bothered going, you can jump on the stream.
Yeah, and only parts of it.
Okay, well, I'll play a song.
Sort of like suffer through the Flaming Lips, and then you get to watch me sing a song.
Yeah! Cool. We'll play a song from one of the artists who are playing on the day, which is the day itself is at the 20th of January. Which is next week. I'll listen to the upcoming weekend.
And you're going to be emceeing.
And I'm going to be emceeing. So that's good for a start. I won't play a song from me, though. I'll play a song from Lips, who are going to be there. And come back and talk a bit more about Hi, How Are You Day on BFM. It's 8:45.
Take a holiday. Because you are now bone tired every night. Isn't my idea a play? And even our smallest dreams getting lean never sees the light of day. So it would mean everything to me. You can fight, but you won't always win. So her life finds a way to beat ya. But I'll come join you in the ring. Guess it shows just how much I need ya.
Thank you.
It's a...
So, Karen, do you want to tell us who else is playing alongside Lips at Artworks?
Okay, well, we have you emceeing, and then we have Sam Scott of Bunnies and Ponies. And,
oh, from
and,
just over there. Hi, Sam.
Phoenix
Hi.
Foundation,
Hi,
yeah, yeah, over here. And Chantel Clarette, who was of Morningwood, and an amazing artist that I've worked with. Everybody, actually, was on the bill I've worked with.
Still, you're pulling favors, yeah, but yeah, good job, too.
Yeah. And at the last
But that's sort
too.
Of what it's about, though, isn't it? The yeah, hi, how yeah, are you yeah. thing?
And everybody I've asked said absolutely. So there's Chantel Clarette of Morningwood and Lips, who I'm working with now on the Daffodil soundtrack.
Sure.
And John Ojaka, who I worked with on Mystery Men. He's here from America, too.
Wow, cool.
And Jimmy Hunt, who is a speaker guy from...
Oh, no, Jimmy, yeah, from...
He's Live More Awesome.
Live More Awesome, he's good, gonna be there. Good dude, and made that massive water slide that time. Yep.
And I think he's doing a bigger one now.
I'm ready to help him out on that.
Yep. Well, you'll see him on
the last one was
Sunday.
Like being in a plane crash. It was awesome. It was like seriously fast at one stage. Yeah.
So he's going to be there in between bands and telling us how to be more awesome, too.
Before you have to go, Dr. Hennemar Elder, but tell us why it's called Hi, How Are You Day, because I think that's really important.
Yeah, well, I think for me that's about the intimacy of the question and really asking with an open heart and being ready to hear whatever people have got going on, rather than some sort of superficial interaction where people aren't actually wanting to know. So,
You mean like likes?
Yeah, the complete antithesis of likes. So I love hearing after your news. Your reader said, "Whakarongo tonu mai," which means, you know, keep listening. And I love the power of that. I love the power of the question and also the power of small steps, little communities like our local community, together with, you know, heavy hitters like Karen and Sam and the rest of the crew who are helping us normalize the stuff.
Because we're going to get to sort of helping people out, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think the power of local, if we want this conversation to be global, let's remember that it always starts in our own little neighborhoods.
Cool.
Right. On that note, just we started a website too, and we're going to be listing resources there and more about the show, that hihowareyou.nz.
hihowareyou.nz.
Yes.
Very nice. Thank you, Hennemar. See you later.
See you on Sunday.
Okay. Karen, tell us just a bit about the international... the effect of the streaming thing as well. How's that all going to work?
So
big hitters like the Lips and et cetera, et cetera.
It's going to be streaming. You can get to it at hihowareyou.org.
Yep.
And they're going to be streaming it on the 22nd in America, which is the 23rd here.
Yep. Okay.
And we'll also have that link and information on hihowareyou.nz.
But if you want to go along to Artworks Community Theatre on Waiheke next weekend, which A, it's on Waiheke, what a good thing to be doing in the weekend. And B, how do you get along there, and what do you do for tickets and all that sort of stuff?
You know what? If we could post a tickets, but it's at Artworks Theatre. There's an event page on Facebook, and we do have a promo code together. The word together for $15 tickets.
Cool.
And I think I'll get that link to you guys.
Cool. Okay, thank you very much for coming in. Sam, should we play Bunnies on Ponies, your little outfit?
Yeah, that would be great.
Castle Van Halen.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
See you on Sunday, Karen. See you on Sunday, Sam.
Thank you. Yay.
8 to 9 on BFM.
Yeah. a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.